We interrupt regular programming to bring you a special address to the nation from the Prime Minister, the Honourable Anthony Albanese MP. This broadcast will be followed by your regular bulletin.
My fellow Australians, by nature, we're an optimistic country, but I understand that right now it's hard to be positive. The war in the Middle East has caused the biggest spike in petrol and diesel prices in history. Australia is not an active participant in this war, but all Australians are paying higher prices because of it. I know that you're seeing this at the servo and at the supermarket, and I understand farmers and truckies, small businesses and families are doing it tough. And the reality is, the economic shocks caused by this war will be with us for months. Tonight, I want to speak directly with you about what the government is doing to shield Australia in these uncertain times, and also what all of us can do to help our country and help each other in the period ahead. On Monday, National Cabinet adopted the National Fuel Security Plan. Leaders from both sides of politics, from right around the country, working together to keep Australia moving, making sure that we are prepared so that if the global situation gets worse, and our fuel supplies are seriously disrupted over the long term, we can coordinate the next steps together. Today, we cut the fuel excise in half, cutting the tax on every litre of petrol by 26 cents. Those savings have started showing up at your petrol station. For our truckies, we have cut the heavy vehicle road user charge to zero. Both these measures will be in place for the next 3 months. We are working to bring the price of fuel down, to make more fuel here and to keep it on shore and get more fuel here, using our strong trading relationships with our region to bring more petrol, diesel and fertiliser to Australia. Now, it's the Australian way that people want to do their bit. And there are simple ways that you can. You should go about your business and your life as normal. Enjoy your Easter. And if you're hitting the road, don't take more fuel than you need. Just fill up like you normally would. Think of others in your community, in the bush, and in critical industries. And over coming weeks, if you can switch to catching the train or bus or tram to work, do so. That builds our reserves and it saves fuel for people who have no choice but to drive. Farmers and miners and tradies who need diesel every single day. And all those shift workers and nurses who do so much for our country. The months ahead may not be easy. I want to be upfront about that. No government can promise to eliminate the pressures that this war is causing. I can promise we will do everything we can to protect Australia from the worst of it. These are uncertain times, but I'm absolutely certain of this. We will deal with these global challenges the Australian way, working together and looking after each other, as we always have. Thank you and good evening.